She is the co-chair of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Always welcome on this program, the state senator from Wilton, Tony Boucher. Senator, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
By the way, did I read, I thought I was looking at the Connecticut Post the other day, that you might be interested in running for statewide office again?
Well, given the number of people that have approached me on this, I'm just exploring the idea of an exploratory committee at this point. So it's a little premature yet to say, but it has been put on my radar screen.
But you are getting approached. I thought I read where you were at the post office or someplace the other day and somebody came up to you?
Oh, everywhere I go these days. Grocery store, post office, you name it. You know, people are very concerned about what's happening and they're looking for a change.
There's no doubt about that. Now, we're talking about tolls because the legislature's Transportation Committee will have a hearing on Monday. Take us through what happens through the hearing process, Senator.
Well, what will happen is that there's a proposal, of course, on the table about reintroducing tolls on Connecticut's highways. This has come up year after year, as you've pointed out. You've had this subject on your program time and again. And those individuals proposing it are going to give their testimony, and, of course, then we'll hear from those that oppose it. This has happened time and again. I have on my desk a stack of 500 emails and testimonies from individuals that don't want it, and I just have just a scattering, not even four or five, of those that are suggesting maybe it is a good idea, but only, you know, if the money is used for tolls. Only if maybe they'll reduce the gas tax as a result. So, you know, there's a lot of skepticism, healthy skepticism on it. I certainly haven't been convinced at all. And in my view right now, Connecticut is taxed so much. In fact, one of the highest in the country of residents that are taxed cumulative on every level. This, to them, is just another tax. It is a pay cut. It is a, you know, 50 to 100, who knows, even more from their paychecks every month.
Now, we are seeing, as you know, particularly because you sit in the state Senate, with that body currently tied at 17-17, and, of course, next Tuesday, there are two big elections.
There are.
But we are seeing that with the Senate tied, that Republicans are finally able to offer some pushback. We're seeing it in the area of judges. We're seeing it in the area of the $15 minimum wage. Might we see that in the area of tolls? How do you gauge the Republican sentiment in the Senate when it comes to tolls?
Well, this is an interesting subject. In fact, if it does get all the way up to the Senate, we'll have to see. And on my view is that there are individuals on both sides of the aisle that are very concerned about voting in favor of this. So it may not be on strict party lines. It could actually be some of each side not in support of it and some possibly in support. The governor doesn't seem to be quite as adamant about this time around. So we'll see where it goes. I can tell you that the general public just is, you know, wringing their hands and saying, no, not again, not another cost for me to be in Connecticut. And particularly is, remind everyone, the gas tax in Connecticut is higher than most places in the country. We have an excise tax, another a certain dollar amount that is taxed, and then there's a percentage on top of that. So you're taxed twice on your gasoline. An 8.1% additional assessment on every gallon you put in your gas tank.
We're even seeing, as you know, pushback in the committees with the minimum wage bill. It was decided that the senators on the committee would vote separately from the House members on the committee. If the toll bill comes to a vote in committee, could you see that happening?
Well, we could if we see that possibly that this might get out of committee. It could very well be. It's certainly something that I would seriously consider as a chairman from the Senate side. We have even number of senators on the Republican and on the Democratic side. So this could be one of those moments. We'll have to see.
What are some of the reasons, particularly those, and you represent an area that involves border towns, what are some of the reasons you're hearing as to why many people are opposed to these tolls?
Well, they're not just opposed. They're really adamant. I mean, you know, it's one of those real conclusive no. Or if they want it, they're not quite as adamant. They're guarded and saying, oh, let's tax all those folks that are coming through our state anyway. They're getting a free pass. Well, you know, it's interesting they should say that, because the vast majority of people would be Connecticut people that would be burdened, because they would have to, on a daily basis, commute to work. And so many go across state lines to work. We're a very small state. We go to, you know, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, and even in New Jersey. So they would have a daily cost. And it's not those that are at the higher end of the echelon. They can come and go to work, you know, when they decide to do it, but not the regular everyday worker. They are having to go at the times when there's most congestion, and they would probably be charged even more. So for them, it's a real problem. Truckers that go through, by the way, pay higher in diesel fuel. They also pay an additional assessment going through. And you add this, of course, what does it translate into? Higher costs for food and other merchandise that's delivered on toll roads. And the Danbury Fair Mall, they get so much of their business from New Yorkers who come, because the one area that we might have a slight advantage would be on a sales tax versus New York's taxes. They might decide, well, they're going to forego going to the Danbury Fair Mall. There's at least 40% of the shoppers come across the line because it's right there, very close by. The installation would take time. It's incredibly expensive. It takes years to complete, not to mention the new electronic ones where you just drive through and they take a picture of your license plate. There's a very high non-compliance rate.
That's right. Senator, I wish you had more time. We're out of time, but we'll continue to follow this story. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you. Take care.